listening to season 2 and episode 5 of Don't Be That Girl, where we discuss engaging topics related to relationships and dating in our community. This platform is built to get us, men and women, talking to each other and not at each other. Let's keep this conversation going in your local cities and living rooms around the world and in the nation. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women looking to date the man they desire and not the one that they are attracting. Our topic today is how to show your value without saying one word. All right, let's get into it. So I think that this whole high value woman thing is definitely new. It is I want to call it a gimmick. I think it stems from the late Kevin Samuels, relationship coach to men, who was really, his gimmick was the high value man, right? And who deserved, I would say, the high value man. And there is a whole story and science behind his platform, really. So we'll get into that on another episode. At any rate, this high value woman, I don't really buy into it, but I will say this. Here, again, in the late portion or early portion of the 21st century that we are in, it does, my experience in working with women, with ladies, especially the newer generation, 20s, 30s, I would say we are a bit lost in our ability to create standards and to have standards, to have a parameter, to have an infrastructure, to know what we require for a man to come to us and when we should walk away and when we should stay. What does that look like? There are a host of reasons, I think, that play into that. Probably generational trauma, post-slavery. We look at also the entertainment world. When you look at movies, Hollywood, Disney, music, rap music, all kinds of things I think have played into and have crafted, or communication, lack thereof, cognitive dissonance, all kinds of things have played into what has now made the modern woman, even this whole independent woman empowerment movement, has brought us to where we are today. The man's not in the home. Women are being raised without fathers. You do not see a husband. You do not see a father. You do not see a loving connection. Then how do you go out and date? How do you know what that looks like? How do you know how to be treated? At any rate, in this conversation today, we should have value. You have value. You have value. You want someone of value. That is something that we all know. We should know. And if you don't, then the advice, the first piece of guidance I am going to give you is to go and find you a therapist. Yes, a therapist, a psychologist, because yes, ma'am, ladies, you do. You have value. We all have value, and you have great value. And if you cannot sit down in a quiet room and get a piece of paper and write down 10 things. And these are not 10 things that are tangible. It should be 10 intangible, 10 intrinsic things about yourself that are of value. And if they do not just roll off the tongue and do not just come and ooze off your hand onto the pen and onto the paper right away, then you need to go and find a therapist and sit down in a room once a month, twice a month, and talk it out. Talk it out. I've done it. I've done the work. I continually have a therapist for maintenance. It is important for us, especially in the African American community, because we have been robbed of having that emotional connection based off of our past as a generational family, period. Not gonna get into that, but you have value. I'm gonna leave that there. The conversation though goes into when you're dating or when you meet someone, it is, here's the funny part I was thinking about on this subject, about should you have to tell your value to a man or not. And the first thing I thought about was, I don't think you don't know who I am. I can't tell you how often I have said that to somebody. I don't think you know who I am. Don't play with me, right? Who hasn't said that? Don't play with me. The moment you think someone has tried you or they are trying you, you know you have been played. The first thing that come out of your mouth, and we probably have said worse, are things such as this. Don't play with me. You don't know who I am? I'm a queen. But is that necessary? Do we have to go back and forth with men? Do we have to tell them up front? Or when you meet someone, look, this is what I'm not going to do. This is what I am going to do. This is what you have to do. Boom, 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 boom. This may be where some come up and say, we are the angry black woman, right? Why y'all have to be so hard? Why y'all have to be so rough? Why is it that, you know, everything is so black and white? Here's the thing. I'm going to drop something on you. Men innately already know that they shouldn't try certain things with you. They already know. And this goes for grown men and grown boys. They already know. That's just the way God made males. We are already connected on a deeper level. So they already know they shouldn't try certain things. However, women are natural communicators, and so we feel the need to express ourselves. Men are action-oriented, and they are constantly going to try it. It is our job, ladies, to set the bar. So what we're going to discuss today is how do you set the bar without saying you are setting the bar? And that is the piece. That you don't really have to say it. In fact, the funny thing about a man is when you actually say it, you actually are losing stock and losing worth and losing value in that man's eyes. You don't believe me? If you have a man that is a friend, a cousin, a brother, you ask him. Somebody that you really trust is a dude, go ask him. It's the truth. If you have to let him know, oh, I'm valuable. Oh, you don't even know who you're dealing with. I'm a queen. Trust me. He knows you don't really believe that, because the first part of having value, the first part of really being able to have an enjoyable experience in a healthy relationship is you have to first value yourself. You first have to know it yourself. And if you have to go out and advocate verbally, unsolicited, it may not actually be something that you believe, and it may not be a part of your walk. Men innately already can feel this, and we'll go into that also a little bit later. So it's not only in how he sees you, but it's also in how you see yourself. And if, let's say, you do show him your value, we're going to go through five ways that you can show a man without telling him. If you do these things, this does not mean he now is going to treat you on the level that you deserve. But ma'am, the great thing about it, here's the beauty of it. You are now separating the boys from the men. You are now parting the sea and identifying the right ones for you. Do not be discouraged when a man steps aside. Do not be discouraged when he ghosts you, because all that is happening is leaving room for the right one to pursue you. When the wrong one steps aside, baby, you don't pursue him. Honey, he stepped aside because he was not ready. It is not the right time. He cannot handle it. It is not meant to be. When you are of value and you have come to that place in your life that you understand that on an emotional, spiritual, mental level, you come to understand you don't have to pursue. You have to find out why I haven't heard from you, why I haven't seen you, why are you not consistent? Because when you have that value, you're no longer in a place of need. You are sufficient. And the right person wants to be around you. He wants to be there. You can't get rid of that man ever, whether you like him or not. And he will win you over. But it starts internally. It starts with you. Anyway, let's talk about it. First, it's important for us to know what are some things that we could do versus saying, and we're going to talk about 5 tips. And these are kind of opposite of what we may see, especially if you look at, I would say, social media, entertainment, and reality shows. And I would say, even with my girlfriends, I have a big issue with this, but there's this thing that people do, and men, we were talking about this last night, this whole good morning, beautiful text, grand rising, good morning, sexy, you know, like this. I'm sorry. That does not mean that this person values you. Do you know the effort that it takes for someone to type those letters into a mobile phone and to hit send? That is zero effort. So please stop playing with me. Y'all stop playing with me. Stop acting like that's a relationship or like that man really is like into you. Please understand what real effort is. Understand what real effort is. So let's talk about the 5 ways that you really can show a man that you have value so that you go from just getting those daily little good morning, good beautiful, good morning, beautiful, good morning, sexy, grand rising. Take it from there to actually someone taking you on a real date, wherever that may be for you, to actually having real experiences, having meaningful conversations, because that is what builds relationships, experiences with that person. So you get to know them and they get to know you. All right. So tip number one, limiting access to you. What does that mean? That means that every single time they text you, every single time they want to go out, every single time they want to come over, every single time they want you to come over, it ain't no 100%, especially last minute moments. If you value your time, if you value your body, if you value who you are, you already have a plan for your life. And if you already have a plan for your life, and if you already are about your business, then no one should be able to, and this doesn't just go for men, no one in your life, your friends, your family, no one should be able to just all the time interrupt it. So here's the thing. If, however, you are able to just drop at moment's notice and just go and do anything, let's go back to the drawing board. Go back to the drawing board and figure out who you are, where you are today, where you're going tomorrow. What is your purpose in life? Because part of being in a relationship is having goals and having united goals, goals that are aligned together. Part of having a good relationship, you got to have something that you both are working towards. Because when you get into the thick of things, you have to have something that unites you. So I'm telling you, limiting your access increases your stock. If a man knows that he can interrupt your life at any moment, he will take you for granted. So this is not you playing games. This is you saying in a silent manner, "Sir, I am not to be played with. I have a plan for my life. I will let you know when I can fit you in. And as you continue to show your worth to me, perhaps I can carve out more time." He will, if he really sees you and values you, will fight and pursue. And then he will do what he has to do to get more time. He will buy the time, buy out the time, if he really wants to be around you. Number two, always be willing to walk away. This is, again, it's not something that you say, but it's the way that something in your spirit, in your soul, and it's not a nasty thing. It's not an angry thing. It's a thing that he has to know that you are not desperate to be in a relationship. You are not desperate to be on a date. You are not desperate to be married. You are not desperate for love. It is a feeling that you have self-care, self-love, self-worth. You know who you are. You are fine that you are out with this man. You are fine that you are holding company. But at the end of the day, if he disrespects you, if he does not value your time, if this person is inconsistent more than he should be, then he should know that at any moment, you will respectfully back away. That right there is powerful. That right there is what will let a man who really is interested in you, who really values you, always keep him on the hook. It always keeps him on the hook. They may play, he may ghost for a minute, or they may have some others around, okay? But it is the ones that are willing to walk away. Those are the ones that they sacrifice for. Those are the ones that they clear the bench for, sis. That's what they clear the bench for. Number three, your dress, your conduct, and your speech. In other words, how you show up tells him your value. You could be sexy, but being sexy is also being elegant. Remember, you do not show it all. Do not give out all the cookies and all the goodies, every date, everything. I always have this rule with my clients, okay? Here's the rule, all right, ladies? We all have assets. There's top assets and there's a bottom assets. There's A and there's B, okay? Top, bottom. Pick one, okay? So when he's around, you pick one, okay? If you're going to accentuate A, cover up B all together. Cover it up, all right? If you're gonna accentuate B, cover up A. If it's going to be a bit tight, then the other part has to be loose. But you do not have it tight all over. You do not have it, you're just the bosoms all hanging out. You don't have the shoes 6 to 8 inches high and cleavage to whatever. And your conduct and your speech also has to match. They're going to know if you are a woman that is desirable. But you also don't want to be the Cardi B's and the Megan Thee Stallion speech when you are with them. Whether it is prior to a committed relationship or in a committed relationship. Now, it's different when you are down that road, right? Going into marriage or closer, you know, because what happens behind closed doors, pillow talk, you know, what they say, lady in the streets, but that part. But if you want, you're still getting a man to understand your value, then you have much more finesse in how you share that. It is your dress, your conduct, your speech, how you show up. Constantly checking yourself to make sure he's aware. And this is not a fake thing. This is something that you should innately be. So if that is not who you are, again, introspective. You've got to go back and work and look at yourself. And if you don't know, then again, ask a friend. Ask him, do you have a guy friends? Do you have your girlfriends that are worthy and that they're going to be honest with you? Seriously. And then be willing to hear what they have to say. Because how others view you is really, really important. If you're constantly getting like people like if either married men are always trying to holler at you because they want to sleep with you, or dudes are always trying to holler at you for one night stands and whatnot, you may not be aware that it may be your dress, it may be your speech or your conduct. Sometimes you could be like a really amazing person, but perhaps you desire dressing in a way that you don't realize is a bit more provocative and is sending a message that you're not aware of. There are some of us that do not realize the power of your bodies and think that, well, I have the right to wear these clothes because I like them and I think it's sexy. Ma'am, do not underestimate your body, your curves, these clothes, and the messages that they send. Real talk. And so if you want to share value and therefore you want to be treated in a certain way, you want certain actions and you want to be reciprocated, I'm sorry, how you dress does matter. So it's not about what you like. It's about the story that you're telling. Number four, your value is told in the story also in how you treat yourself, how you treat yourself. Oh my goodness. And men have an issue with this, and I'm with them on this. Please do not want no man to take you somewhere that you have never taken yourself. Please do not want to be in a situation either financially or spiritually or physically that you are not working on yourself. You can't want a physically fit man and you don't eat right. You don't go to the gym. You can't want someone that takes you to 5-star restaurants and you constantly at IHOP and Applebee's. Make it make sense, Mary. Make it make sense. Stop. Just stop. Okay? Treat yourself the way you want to be treated. Period. Point blank. I'm not even going to get into it no more. All right. Number five. You show your value by what you accept. When I tell you, oh my goodness. In my 20s, I played myself. I'll just say it that way. I'm transparent enough to say I played myself. I allowed. I was gonna leave it there, but learning from it and learning that it's because I did not value myself. I didn't even realize I didn't love myself. I didn't have the self-worth that I should have. So it's what you accept. And it's not what you say or what I said. It was how I carried myself. And it was what I believed. It was what I was telling myself. It was my own self-talk. So when a man, how he shows up and how he talks to you, how he treats you, if he says one thing and does another, if he doesn't keep his word, and then when he doesn't keep his word, then you still continue in that path. Ma'am, If he says that he's going to do something and he doesn't keep his promises and you don't hold him to it, you don't keep him accountable, he's going to continue, and then you're enabling him. And then here you are 6 months, 3 years down the line, and you wonder, well, how is it that now he's a cheater, and you find, you know, numbers or pictures in his phone. But it began back then. It was the small little things. That's really what it is. Right. Or in the beginning, they start out really good. Oh, he took you on a great date. Oh, on the first date, he bought me flowers and he took me to this great restaurant one or two times. Then after that, he's laid up at your house every single night. And then you don't say anything because you're still like, well, I don't want to make him think I'm using him for his money. It's what you accept. It's what you accept. You accepted that. That was game. That was game, sis. He just invested $150 and now he getting it on a regular for free. Using up your oxygen, your utilities, your electricity, and probably eating food out of your refrigerator after y'all done. Every single day. All off of one great date and 12 roses. Word. Where they do that at? So again, it's what we accept. Constantly be thinking and not get enamored by one act of chivalry. It's not about that. It's about knowing that he needs to understand the whole totality of your value. And it is constantly throughout the journey of the relationship that you all should be building, the experiences that you are having, because a dude gonna try you, a dude gonna continue to try you, because that is their makeup, that is life, and it's okay. It doesn't mean they're bad people. We love them. There's nothing wrong with that. But the point of the matter is that you first love yourself. You first know your value. And when you do, and you understand these five pieces, and you bring them into the picture, then the right one, honey, you'll never, ever be able to get rid of him. And he will be able to treat you in the same manner that you treat yourself. Like you are the queen of your own kingdom. And it's a beautiful, beautiful love story that lasts however long it needs to, you know, to bring about love and relationships, wherever the relationship is about learning what needs to be learned from that relationship. Life is a learning path. We walk through life to learn and grow. Why am I here? What am I here to learn? So some things are here for a moment and some things are here for a lifetime. So, and to wrap it up again, the five tips of showing your value without saying a word. Limit your access. Be willing to walk away. How you show up in your dress, conduct, and speech. 4, how you treat yourself first. He needs to know that. And 5, what you will accept from him and how he treats you. So I want to know, what are your thoughts? Do you think it's necessary for you to voice your value, or have I convinced you, or have you even tried it yourself? I want to know. As you know, platform, Facebook, Instagram, I really want to hear from my listeners. I really do like the comments and the feedback that we have. Mahogany_more. Please tell a friend and a family member about us this week. And let's just keep the conversation going. Tune in next week, where we will really get into our value and how do we really access them. We got some tips next week. Ooh, and never know, a guest speaker. Thanks, ladies. Till next time.